Carlo Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Carlo Radio. Happy 100th birthday, Mr. Jake. This song is for you.
This world, as lonely as he can.
Radio, you're live. Hello? Hello? All right. Good afternoon, everybody. This show is dedicated to Mr. Jacob Astorati, who would be 100 years old this week, August 12th, 1913, he was born. In Poplarville, Mississippi, he had, I'd say, three brothers and two sisters. His one sister is still alive, I believe, Myrtle DeMars. She lives in Houma, Louisiana, where Mr. Jake is buried. I was there at his funeral. I know I was there, and I said a prayer for him, and I took his sister back home to her house, or I met his sister, and we got... We all ate Popeye's chicken, and there was a bunch of people from Mosley Alley who were there, Jay and Tallulah and all the little Mosley Alley crew. What's his name there? That asshole was there. Moose. Yeah, you're an asshole, Moose. Anyway, Mr. Jake would have been 100 years old. He has so many good stories. Oh, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, you're live on Call Radio.
Oh. Hello?
Hello? Yes, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Greg Morrison.
Hey, Greg Morrison. We're doing a show today about Mr. Jake. Have you ever met Mr. Jake?
Mr. J.
Yeah. Any stories?
Cool
any
guy.
Memorable stories? Yeah. When I met Mr. Jake, he was 80. What? When I met Mr. Jake, he was 83 years old. I just moved to New Orleans a few days before that, and Zebo knew who he was. This Chicago guitar player, artist, freak, weirdo. Had who we grew up in this, and we were mutual friends of Greg Morrison's too, and he moved down to New Orleans while I moved to San Francisco. Didn't work out for me in San Francisco. I came home, tried to go to school, that didn't work out, and so ended up saying, oh, "What the hell? I'm going to New Orleans." I was 22 years old when I first got here. It was August 23rd, 1996. Don't ask how I know those things. But I met Mr. Jake a few days later, and he was renting to Zebo through Isaac. I posted Isaac's picture on Twitter the other day. I consider him the founding member of the Rosalie Alley crew. Even though Mr. Jake was the captain, Isaac sort of, through him, we all sort of migrated to the alley and all have rented for Mr. Jake. He was married to a lady named Edol Mayu, French New Orleanian who was married about 18 years to her. He never remarried, and they did not have kids. They divorced. One day, Mr. Jake walked into the police station and says, "Please arrest me." are you in the police station? Please arrest me before I'm going to go home and kill my wife. It's a true story. He walked into the police station, said, please arrest me. I can't take it anymore. My wife keeps accusing me of cheating on her, running around on her, and it's just not true, and I'm losing my mind, and you know, I can't take it anymore. The police told him to go home, and so he left it anyway. They ended up splitting up, but she was always in love with him and would drop in unexpectedly at his auto body shop. Mr. Jake was originally a painter, and then he actually owned a candy company. He made candy canes. And he explained to me how he'd make those candy canes. He loved that. He loved making candy for the kids and all. And then, let's see. Oh, also, he was in World War II. He went to World War II in his 30s. Most people go in their 20s or late teens. He went to World War II in his 30s. And, you know, that's rare in itself. He was part of the construction battalion. What the CBs, they were for short, but he called them confused bastards is all we were. And he was stationed in Italy at near Anzio Beachhead, which was a famous war spot. He survived 11 air raids in 11 days. And his job was, he was the mail delivery guy. He used to have to go from station to station there in Italy and deliver big sacks of army mail to people. So they were always glad when Mr. Jake showed up because they were getting a letter from a loved one back home, usually. One day he said he was driving for the mail and he got lost, and he ended up at the same very spot where David was in the lion's den. There's a plaque there, I guess, and there's markings. You know, it's really non-existent. It's just like a hole in the ground. But that's the spot where they believe David was stuck in the lion, thrown to the lions that never ate him. So that's an interesting story. He had a body shop on St. Claude in New Orleans where he taught little black kids in the neighborhood boxing after school and work. They'd come over and he had a bag, he had gloves for him, and water, and he trained the little black kids in the neighborhood how to box. So people that said Mr. Jake was racist, it's not true. He had love for everyone. That's just another thing. When he left his wife, that's how he came to Rosalie Alley. He rented a shack in the back in Rosalie Alley, and he lived there till he died. So he lived there about from 1960 to about 2008. He died in 2008. And he bought the house around it. Hi, Ryan, how are you? He bought the house around it just so he wouldn't have to move out of his little shack in the alley. I mean, he had plenty of money. He could have bought anything he wanted, but he liked the shack in the alley. Let's see. He didn't drink. One day he went to the doctor's office, and the doctor said, "Man, your liver looks bad, Mr. Jake. You need to quit drinking." Mr. Jake gave him a funny look, and he goes, "Doc, I haven't had a drink in 10 years." So Mr. Jake was like, "Well, my liver's already shot. I might as well go get a drink." So he said he was walking down the street, leaving the doctor's office, and he sees a billboard, and it said, "Early Times Whiskey, every ounce a man's whiskey." And he said, He went to the store, bought a fifth of Early Times Whiskey, and drank Early Times Whiskey till the day he died. He loved it. He wouldn't drink anything but Early Times Whiskey. That was his drink. So cheers to you, Mr. Jake. Anyone drinking Early Times, raise your cup and say cheers, Mr. Jake.
Cheers. When I used to love drinking whiskey, Carlo, that was when I quit drinking 4 years ago, but that's my favorite. That was my special drink, whiskey. I had Jack Daniel, different flavors. Yeah, and the Lion's Den. It was just amazing face that Daniel had.
Yeah.
That you can walk around those lions, and they didn't attack him once.
I know, they didn't. Yeah, that's Mr. Jake was there. He saw the spot, David's Lion's Den.
That man is a, what do you call him? A prodigy.
I don't know, but when I met him at 83 years old, he would still ride his bike to the grocery store and buy bags of groceries. He didn't have a basket either. He would hang the groceries off the handlebars like a lot of people do, which takes balance. You know, you're 83 years old. His eyesight was already going, even though no one knew about it. But he would ride his bike down, get his groceries, ride back, and then an hour later, you'd see him on the roof, hammering the roof. He'd climb up the ladder. He was thin and agile with big, strong hands. He had amazing-looking hands. The fingers were really long and just thick and strong. And he could fix anything, car, house, you know, you name it. He could fix anything. So he had a very successful body shop on St. Claude, and that's where he made it most of his money. He also had a shop in the CBD, too, but he moved it to St. Claude. One day, I remember when I first moved in, we threw a little party for Mr. Jake. We made steak dinner, and we got Early Times whiskey, and we brought him over, and we had a feast. You know, let's see, there was me, Isaac, Steve Moss, who's a good painter who lives in India now. There was Maria, which was Isaac's girlfriend. She was beautiful. Let's see, Jason wasn't there yet. Zeppo was there. He got really drunk. And a few other people, and we had a good time. And then, you know, Mr. Jake's like, "Oh, all right, thank you for the lovely evening." And he stood up and he stumbled outside. He never lost his balance, but when he got outside, he tripped, fell, and so I go out there to help him. And we all follow him out there. And well, Mr. Jake, let me give you a hand. He's like, "Let me die here. If I can't get up, let me die here. Let me die here." And younger generation ain't no good, and he's just going, God, I'm like, so I gave him my hand, and he grabbed it, and he pulled himself up, and as he was pulling himself up, he kicked me right in the nuts. Boom! Man's 83 years old, kicked me like a horse, and I fell down, I collapsed immediately, and he lost his balance. He fell down again, and I'm rolling around screaming, you know, oh my God, holy shit, and he's rolling on the floor laughing. It was a crazy party. That Mr. Jake was something else. Anyway, he was my landlord for, I don't know, 8 or 10 years, and we were really close friends, and I just love him a lot. He changed my life. He you know, he knew I was a screwball, but he always took time to try and help me get my shit straight. If it wasn't for him, who knows? You know, what would have happened to me? Because I had trouble paying my rent back then because I couldn't keep a job. I drank so much. But he hung in there with me, and I did straighten it out, and I think he'd be proud of me, especially that I graduated college. So, anyway, those were probably some of the – those were, like, probably the best years of my life living back there in Rosie Alley. It was a house completely hidden from the street, and we used to have great parties back there, really good parties. And the cops would never come. Let me finish. And the police would never come because, I don't know, no one would complain. It was like, it was in the middle of the city in the Bywater, but it was completely hidden. It was really cool. And we throw parties, there was plenty of room for everyone to come. One time we threw a party, about 250 people came. It was huge. Little did we know, we thought we were really popular. Little did we know it was because everyone came to see the band. The band was called the Morning 40 Federation, and they went on to be pretty big, especially in New Orleans. And I'm going to play this song for Rosie Alley and Mr. Jake and the good old days back in back in Rosie Alley. This is Stinky, Morning 40s. Thank you. right. Morning what? 40 Federation. They were awesome. They played, they used to practice at my house and just hang around. They all lived in the neighborhood. And one time they put on a big show and a ton of people came. Actually, the cops did bust that party. There was way too many people there. But it was just as the keg ran out and they didn't arrest anyone and the band played and everything. So the party was over. Anyway, we all just went to the quarter and finished the night. It was a great party. Morning 40s, they still play once in a while around town. They'll be playing this month at somewhere in the quarter. But anyway, that's my dedication to Mr. Jake. I know some of you didn't know him, but I'm sure you heard me talking about him many times. He was a great man. To me, he was a legend. He went through the Depression. He used to hop on top of buses on the top of Greyhound and travel around that way. He had no money to buy a ticket. He'd sneak up on the top. One day, him and his buddy snuck up on top. The bus took off. And they were going really fast. They had a telephone line, and it scooped them right out. It whipped them right off the top of the bus, and they went flying into the bushes and all. They were hurt pretty bad, cut up and all. Mr. Jake, he was a survivor. He'd live on it. He made the best mashed fig mash. I don't know. He put it on bread. It was delicious. He had a ton of cats, too. They'd all hang on the window screens when it was dinner time. He'd feed them Spam mixed with potatoes. And he took it up in the oven, heat it up, and he'd feed about 20 cats every day of his life. One time for his 88th birthday, I believe, we threw him a huge party, and he was dancing with the beautiful Kathleen. It was a surprise birthday party, and the New Orleans Jazz Vipers showed up and played for free. It was great. So I'm going to end this show with and I'm sorry I couldn't get to every Kathy and Greg Morrison today. I'm sorry, guys, but I really wanted to do this for Jake. So
Greg
this goes out to you. What?
Greg.
I can't do it today. This one goes out to you, Mr. Jake. All right. Love you guys. Love you. Miss you, Mr. Jake. Happy 100th birthday. Thanks for calling in, Kathy and Greg. Tomorrow's next week's a free show.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Thanks.
Come on down, Jake. Let's smoke a little pity this evening, huh?
Dream about reaper, 5 feet long. The mighty mess, but not too strong. You get high, but not for long.
Why, man?
Cause you's the viper.
Yeah.
Now I'm the king of everything. You gotta get high to have that swing. Light as D, let it be. Cause you's the viper. Now your throat gets dry and you know you're high. Everything is dandy. Truck into the candy store. But your con-con peppermint candy. Then you know your body's bent. You don't give a darn if you don't pay rent. Sky's high, you high.
Why?
Cause you's the viper.